60 minutes overtime.
I am a supporter of Putin, so I am transmitting the will of our conservative society, of Russian identity. I'm not formulating this individually.
Alexander Dugin is a Russian political philosopher who's been called the Putin whisperer. He's got Vladimir Putin's ear, and he's really influential in shaping Russian policy at the highest level.
You are known as Putin's Rasputin, and I've even seen Putin's brain. So he has listened to you in the past.
The base of this affirmation is precisely the correspondence between what Putin does and what I always say.
I'm Shachar Baran, and I produce for Leslie Stahl at 60 Minutes. In 2017, we shot an interview with Dugin as part of a story we were reporting about the Russian disinformation campaign after the 2016 presidential elections. We ended up not using the interview. Sometimes that happens when we interview more people than we can fit in the broadcast. But I never forgot the interview with Alexander Dugin, especially after Russia invaded Ukraine. In 1997, Dugin wrote a book called The Foundations of Geopolitics, which we've heard has been very influential in the Russian military. It may have even been taught in their academy. So I wondered what in his worldview might illuminate what Putin is doing now and his goal in this war right now in Ukraine.
So in 1997, you wrote a book called Foundations of Geopolitics. And in it, you talked about how Russia should return to being a global superpower. Talk about that. Explain that.
I always believed, and I believe in the future greatness of Russia, because Russia was always and tried to be a superpower. It's our dream, not to rule the world, but to be recognized as one center of decisions with others. So, our dream is not unipolarity, Russian unipolarity. It is the dream of decent multipolarity, to be one pole among the other, not to be the unique pole. That is very important. And I consider a return to the greatness or return to the status of superpower not as being the first power in the world, but one of the most important decision makers. And in order to do that, I think that military power and weapon, including a nuclear weapon and the other kind of weapon, is not enough. We need to use diplomatic means, and more than that, we need a kind of spiritual sovereignty. We need to be free and liberated, not only physically, as a state, as a people, but as well revival of Russian logos, of Russian spirit, of Russian identity, that is much more important.
This Russian identity is a key component of an ultranationalist ideology Dugin espouses called Eurasianism, because Russia is both part of Europe and Asia. Dugin thinks Russia should embrace this geopolitical uniqueness and dominate both spheres. Dugin has set Eurasianism in direct opposition to the West and to liberalism. In his 1997 book, Dugin wrote that for Russia to rebuild its power globally, it would need to use disinformation, destabilization, and annexation. He said one of the targets for Russian annexation should be Ukraine. In Dugin's mind, an independent Ukraine stands in the way of Russia becoming a transcontinental superpower. But that wasn't the only prescription Alexander Dugin had for Putin back then. Here's what he told us in 2017.
Let me ask you something else that you wrote about in your book. You proposed that Russia annex Ukraine. You said that Russia should encourage Britain to leave the EU, Brexit. You suggested that Russia make Iran an ally. Now, it does sound as if Mr. Putin is following your blueprint. All of these things, right out of your book, and he's doing it.
That was the same thing that they have said, introducing me in the John Hopkins Institution 20 years ago in Washington. So I agree there is a similarity. More than that, I have developed in my vision, Eurasian vision, that is much more, that is larger than what you have mentioned. That is only first steps. In order
but he followed your first steps. He followed exactly the first step.
That's take too long. So he is in the absolute position of absolute power because we are living in a monarchist society from below. So that is not Putin who imposes on us monarchism or authoritarian rule. We demand from him to be much more authoritarian than he is. So he a little bit disappoints us because it takes too long.
But he did the first steps.
First step in the 17 years. So in the 17 years, you could change the globe, change the
He listened to you, but he's going too slow.
Too slow, yes.